Voice of Truth Global Ministry presents Immortality Readiness Conference. Theme for such a time like this. Date, Friday 27th and Saturday 28th April 2012. Friday, evening session, 5:30 p.m. Saturday, first session, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Second session, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Venue, the First Love Assembly Auditorium, number 456B Equerry Road, opposite Subad Filling Station, Rumokuta, Port Harcourt. Ministry are Simeon Afolabi, Serving Overseer, First Love Assembly Worldwide, Femi Bakare, Convener, Bad Tokun, DR.
About what the cross does in somebody's life. Let us turn to Galatians chapter 6. I just want to quickly draw our attention to something that I want to add to what I said the last time before we continue the session. In Galatians chapter 6, I will read verse 14. Galatians 6, verse 14. But God forbid that I should glory except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, my interest is in what follows. What does the cross do? By whom the world is crucified unto me and I unto you. Can you read it in another version? Galatians 6:14, any version that, if you have a version that is different, yes. Through which the word has been crucified to me, and I have been crucified to me. There's another thing, another translation, if you have a translation that is totally different, yes. Hallelujah. That it is that cross that cut. You see, the cross does an operation. One of the big problems, you know, when a child is born, there's something you cause. What do you call it? Umbilical cord. It seems as if there's an umbilical cord that attaches every man, even to the world. As if when you are born again, there's an umbilical cord that is still linking you to the world. And it seems that people try to cut it, but it is very tenacious. And it seems to me that the only thing that is sharp enough to cut it is the cross. When you see a Christian that is still struggling with the world, a Christian that is still so attached to the world, with a Christian that is still so interested and captivated by the world, a Christian that is still worldly, it is because that of like a cord that attaches him to the world has not been cut. Because the only thing that can cut it is missing in the gospel that is given. What is that thing that can cut it? Nothing is sharp enough. You know, if you want to use something that is not sharp to cut that kind of a thing, you are likely to injure the person, isn't it? Many things that we do, try to use to cut people from the world are not sharp enough. God told Joshua to take sharp knife before he circumcised the children of Israel. Any other thing that you want to use to separate a Christian from the world cannot be sharp enough except the cross. It is the cross that brought a total separation between me and the world. So if you see somebody with a mindset of the world, with the mentality of the world. He still thinks the way the people of the world think. He still behaves as they behave. He still runs around around the things that they run after. His priorities are still the priorities of the world. He still appears in his dressing like the people of the world. You know the problem. It has not been caught. The unblack caught between him and God. Because the instrument that we need to cut is missing in the gospel that is here. So please, let me go quickly, continue with what I started last session when I read 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 14. Paul said, for the love of Christ constrains us, because we judge that if one died, who was that person that died? If one died, that is Christ, died for all, then were all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live do not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him who died for them and rose again. Those two verses are talking of the implication of saying that Jesus died for you. You know, what saves a person is not that Jesus died, but what saves you is that you see that he died for you. You know that it is not enough to just say Jesus died. That doesn't say. I was talking to one man, one day I was traveling, we sat together late. After we spoke to a long time, I said, so you believe that Jesus died for you? He said, he died for everybody now. I said, forget it. If he died for you, who did he not die for? Is he a Christian? Is he a Christian? Did you know that a historian who does not believe in God and he does correct research, he will know that at the point in time, one man that they call Jesus Christ died. Does that save you? What saves you to say to know that Jesus died, though? But not just that he died, he died for me. Say he died for us all. He doesn't say he died for me. Hallelujah. But the problem that Paul was talking about here is the same that he died for us. There are implications. Let me just say there is an implication. And that implication is what makes and it is this implication that translates to carry your cross every day. You know, everybody believes, everybody knows that one day Jesus died. But some believe that he died for me. But very few know of saying Jesus died. Now, in fact, Paul now went on to say, in fact, you should know Jesus in the flesh. This is your Bible. What do you mean by knowing Jesus in the flesh? That is, we know him. We know so much about him. We knew about his story that was sent. We have heard about his parables. In fact, we have heard of the miracles that he did. Well, we know that he died. They said the killing, he died. But we did not know that there was an implication. He said, say that it does it. When you know all these things that you don't do, and you don't know the implications upon your life, it is like it knowing you in the flesh. I don't know whether you are following me. So he said, we used to know him like this. We knew about him, we knew he died. We knew his difficulties, we knew his parables. We know. But that is known in the flesh. He said, henceforth, we shall no more know him in the flesh. That is, there is an implication. When he said that Jesus died, what is the implication? He said, if you say he died for us, then we are dead. What redeems us, what we call redemption, that Jesus paid our debt, is that me, I believe that when he died, it was not only he that died, I also died. Are you still following me? So Paul said one day, Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, I will not forsake the grace of God. He said, I will be crucified in Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Then he went on and said, we shall not forsake the grace of God. Forsaking the grace of God is not knowing the implication of the matter. So if I say he died for me, the implication is that I die. Now, are you saying that Jesus died for you? Are you saying he died for you? The implication is what? What is the implication? What does it mean to say I die? He went on to explain. He said to me, this, I can no more live for myself, but I will choose to live unto you that died for me and that rose again. What does it mean to live for you and not to live for yourself? Everybody lives for himself in the sense that you take a decision according to your convenience. You behave according to your convenience. You make choices to your own advantage. Then also, you choose what we do in life looking at your benefit. That is life. And that is wisdom. But when you have to begin to live not to yourself, but unto Jesus, it means when I make a choice, it is not because of my preference, was because of the preference of Jesus. Are you still with me? Let me make a very mundane comparison. Suppose they give us, they want to serve us some mineral there now. And the one I want is coke. Because that's what I got. But something tells me that no, what Jesus wants is money. Are you following me? If I'm living for myself, which one will I do? Because that is one. What Jesus wants is money. Before I saw it, I look at it. I did it. Why did I get that? I'm living for somebody who says what he wants is what? It's a very complete comparison. That is exactly what. You know, when people will see me taking Fanta, they say, ah, this brother, he lost Fanta, but is it true that I don't Fanta? But why am I taking it? Because of Jesus. Living for Jesus is that I make my choices not based on my preferences, not based on my benefits, not based on my advantages, but based on the preference of somebody else, Jesus Christ. So, the only thing one has to make, if I say that Jesus died for me, the real implication, I cannot live to myself. But you know that it is abnormal to live for somebody else? Or is it normal? It's not abnormal. To live for yourself, you don't live for somebody else. But we are saying, the Bible is telling us, this gospel of the cross says, if you say that Jesus died on the cross for you, you can no more live of yourself, but you live unto him that died for you and rose again. That is the life of the cross in a practical daily basis. So that your choices are not your preference. They are the preferences of somebody else. In fact, sometimes you want to do this thing, but you cannot do it because the person you are living for is asking you to do something. Your choices are not based on your advantages or your benefits. They are based on the choice of Jesus or the new. What does it mean? When you want to make your choice, let's say you are a student, you need to make the choice of the first one. Now, normally, a person living for himself, what does he consider? Let's say you can choose any course. What are the things you consider before choosing the course? Yeah, you consider yourself. In what way? How does he consider himself? Yeah? Which one will bring me more money? Which one will give me prominence to boost myself? Which one will give me advantage over my needs? Which one will make me successful? Which one will not make me to suffer? And then you now do that. But somebody living for Jesus, living for him, he will consider which one do I think is the calling of God upon his life. Which one do I think that God has said something to me before? What did he say to me? Which one, for example, will help me to advance the cause of God? Which one will prepare me to serve God better? Which one will give me advantage of doing the will of God? Which one will expose me to more opportunities to serve God? That is why, for example, a person thinking that way may have two offers of God. One can promise him 200,000 naira to start. The other one is talking of only 60,000 naira. But he discovered that the one of 200,000 naira, we put it in a situation that he may not be able to do the will of God. But that other one, he can see that the Lord will help him. This one we put him in a situation of temptation. This one, he is not even sure. His conscience is telling him that something is wrong. This one is very clear. Those are the things he's looking at. Why? He's living not for himself, but he's living for Jesus. Now, I thank God for the time of prayer with us now. We have deliberately, that is each one of us that has prayed that prayer. Well, God wants you to do to deliberately submit yourself to the cross. Something that many have never done because of the way that the gospel was preached. And once you start your Christian life without the cross, the Christian life is a confusion. You cannot live right. Your conscience will keep on worrying you. You know what is right to do. You don't have the power. You are trying to serve God, but self also is draining your attention. So sometimes you serve God, sometimes you serve self. It is a problem. And the confusion continues because with time, we advance to different levels of responsibility. And self is still alive and active and controlling you. But by that which did today by faith, God will begin to take you serious. But the practical application is what I your life does not belong to you. It belongs to me. We are still coming back to this second point. But please, let's go to that Galatians chapter 2. Paul said, and this should be our testimony, Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ. Have you said that? You see, when you say Christ died for you, that Christ was crucified for you, it is safe to say, I am crucified with him. Therefore said, nevertheless I live. Yet, it is not I that is living, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I will not forsake the grace of God. The grace of God is Christ died for you. And a person that says Christ died for him and does not know the implication and therefore continues to live for himself is frustrating the grace of God. May you not forsake the grace of God. The time of ignorance is past. You did not know. I was a Christian for many years. I did not know. But when I now discovered that victory is that knowledge. You remember Jesus said, you will know the truth. And what will happen? The truth. What? Christ died on the cross. But in reality, it was not only Christ that died. Christ died, I died with him. So, knowing this implication was what Paul was talking about in that second Corinthians chapter 5. That I cannot live unto myself. I live unto he that died for me. I am already dead. And he has risen again. And when he rose, I rose with him. So my life, I live for him. You know, that is the secret of every work of the universe that God has given. That's verse 17 of Jesus. He says, therefore, if any man is in Christ, in this way that I've explained, not in the way that we used to do it, not in that way. Therefore, if any man is in Christ, knowing that Christ died for him, and recognizing the implication of his death by living for him. Therefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things are passed away. All things have become new. Let me tell you something. When I gave my life, that Sunday night was March. That night, it was a very powerful meeting. Organized, I should say. All students will be meeting for title. These are men, my classmates, that organized this program. They preach nothing. And God spoke to me that night powerfully. I went to the meeting walking. But after the meeting finished, I was walking, I was facing this. Then somebody stood up and gave me a word of friends that there's somebody here, goes out of this hall without taking peace with God, he is going to die. I know they were talking. I know that word. So my friend and I, because it was already night, it was around 6 years. Who is going to this one? I'm not going to that. So as we are going to the, as we got to the power of God, don't go. My friend went back to the church. I went to him. I knew that if I went out, that would be it. So I now look forward. One of my friends asked me, that's right. What is it? What is happening was that later, when he was explaining this verse to me, the pressure I got, he said, if any man is in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away, all things become new. The way I would have seen what he was saying. What's that? Now the application. Now that you are in Christ, make sure you become a new creature. Let all things pass away. Make all things to become new. Is there a difference? Is there a difference? Who can tell me? Yes, who can tell me the difference? Okay, that is true. That's one other thing. Yes. Thank you. Those are the two things. One is already, the other is future. One is it has been wrong, the other one is drop. And I struggle to be become a new creature. I struggle for all things to pass away. I struggle so that everything shall become new. And throughout that time, I first discovered what was said in Matthew. That says, let everybody be back to the people. And all things are of God. Thank you. That is this thing they are talking about. Any man in Christ is a new creation, all things are passed away. They are from who? They are who? I didn't know. So I struggle to be taught to be. I struggle to be righteous. I see fasting, all kinds of fasting, all kinds of praying. All kinds of self-discipline. No problem. That vanity. Yes. Let's That vaccine is an instruction on vaccination. But unfortunately, I thought it was that. Who can give me, who can help me out? An instruction and the permission. What should you expect? When something that has information, you are going to procedures. Suppose you said, get the organizers of this they have given us this all to use. This information is then take that information. You have to run the map to see who did charge of that all. Then now we need to write it. You know, we are going to create a computer. And we are going to profit it. Anytime they give you an information and take it as instruction, you are going to do it. And you are going to give the information. And in the additions, there are so many information that you think you are. When the Bible gives information, what do you do? And what do you do? When they are giving you instruction, what do you do? And then to obey. When you are helping, what you are telling, what are you supposed to do? You are working in the I don't know whether you are still following. Who is if you think you are still following, what is it? That woman chapter 2 Corinthians chapter 5 was not an instruction of what was due to be called the information. That was there. It is information that God did something that has led you to be called a new creation. Do you know that there is no prayer that can make you a new creation? There is no prayer that can make all things to become. So when somebody says, yes, you are not in force, you want to move that, you want to move that from the new prayer. But our prayer is the position of daily work of Christ. If any man is in Christ, where we have explained it in Matthew, he's a new all things, old covenant. You know that if, let's say, before you are born, or let's say, when you are born, they took your black apple and buried it under the to establish a covenant, that covenant, let's say, now, you see the New Testament. Whenever there is a covenant, you see the covenant of marriage. There is only one thing that can break the covenant of marriage. What is that? There's only one thing that can do for them. know that if you have a covenant with him, I am not saying again, no, I'm not saying again, I'm not saying again. He says, your master. That's what the man can assist you. That is, if anybody wants to be well from you, what do you do? If anybody, if he that is dead, is free. Whether covenant or covenant ever, every hold of people upon your life, death breaks. That is the purpose of this letter. Because death is what the Bible provides for every problem. Death is what the Bible provides for every termination of covenant. What has happened to him? And therefore, the condition for deliverance has been. Covenant is that I'm going to deliver. What are these people going to do? Over 1, but that was a translation over 1, over 1. Hey, he's talking about covenant. The first of all, talk of slavery. He said, when a person is a slave, and that slave dies, that person has loved the slave. Who was that? Then I show you. Let him go to heaven. Buy food, go to 1,000 naira. And before the man do any work in your house, die. What can you do? Because he has died, he has escaped. You can kick him, he can also. Does it matter? If he spent money to bury him. So the Bible provides death as answer. When the devil has a covenant of funds, you make him sign that covenant with your great grandfather, or your great grandfather said the covenant with you, and that thing is troubling you. If it's troubling you, then also, how can you do that? How can you do that? And of course, you know, people that are moving from the gospel. They are giving you a lot of time. They think they are giving you a gospel that you like, but they are giving you a gospel that cannot help you. Without the cross, you cannot die. Are you following me? Without the cross, you cannot die. And if you do not die, the covenant and the hold of Satan upon your life still remains. If somebody is married, you must use the example of somebody is married to them. It's the person by them. So once you tell them, self has to more hold upon you. That is what you do. Because of something that somebody did, nobody gets married. Just before you marry, something will happen. You have What is prayer? To go to the cross. Never the best. It is not me that the time. So when people have come to God, the person you are blocking, you are looking for, has done. That the big covenant for his father, the father big covenant, and they put his name there. What happened to that person? You know that can do nothing to the covenant. Whether in form of sin, if a man, he said, this man is an adopter, he lost it, he lost it. Can you come to the Lord? In fact, they are saved. So the Bible says, he that is dead is free from his sins. Romans 12. Let's see that Romans 12. We have talked so much about it. We have come back here. Romans chapter 6. Let me start from verse 6. Knowing this, God is speaking here with his power. That if there's something to know, knowing this, what is that thing? That our old man is crucified with him. You think that our old man shall be crucified? Is what? Is crucified with him. So that the body of sin might be. Where my old man are we together? So that from now on we should not serve verse 7. Are we in verse 7 together? For he that is dead is free from sin. Do you believe it? Let me jump to chapter 7. Do you not know, brethren? For I speak to them that know the Lord. How that the Lord has power over a man as long as he is dead. Does the Lord have power over someone that is dead? Suppose, this is my brother, I'm just doing that. Very sick. And then the governor of the state, what happened to all that they are trying? They can get angry. Why did he die? Foolish. For the woman who had a husband is bound by the law of her husband as long as he is dead. But if the husband dies, she is released from the law. So then, if when her husband is alive, she is married to another man, it shall be called adultery. But if her husband is dead, she is free from that law, so that she is no more adopted, though she is married to another one. It is recognized spiritual principle that death is this issue for everybody. Is there a covenant that is troubling you in your family? When you have called people to come and pray, to come and pray. The way to the altar, the way I do, the root is for you to go to the first. Once that conduct can see you affecting other people, for you have the truth. So when you call for prayer, it is not for you to deliver as a priest, for maybe to break it over the family. But for you to be delivered, go to the cross. Are we together this evening? That is the principle. The truth is that Jesus said, we shall know the truth and we shall set us. So that 2 Corinthians chapter 5 says, if any man is in Christ, as we have explained it, he is a new creation. All things are passed away. Maybe they have made some decree. Some decree against you in your life. They have made a decree. They have said, maybe they told your grandfather, that nobody of his descendants shall prosper. When you die at the cross, that force can affect every other person. In fact, let me show you a number. Pastor Bakari, we are going out. I want to get us. Can we go on? Galatians chapter 6. Let me read back. Christ has redeemed us for the curse of the law. He made the curse for us. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law. What is the curse of the law? I want us to make this thing practical. What is the cause of it? No, there's a cause of the law. What is the cause of it? That's all it is. Cause of it. Okay. You know, wrong. He said he died on the tree to redeem us from the cause of it. What is the cause of it? Now, and God calls you because of the brother. Because God said to everyone that the cause of every brother. So the day of the day and the God. What happened to me? By you. And that's what the brother that what you now, when God calls, I have nothing to do that. But the truth is, by the death of Christ, we are saved for the curse of the devil. Now, the death of Jesus of the curse can deliver me from the curse that God is helping me out. Which cause can I say? If the devil reaches your village, they gather to curse you, to use that. You tell them, one man, not a person, he said, with human beings.
Give us a card. The man was afraid.
You don't have power. The one with it, you don't use anymore.
Ah!
It was wrong.
Ah!
So when somebody says he's done something against you, what will you do? This is God of peace. And he has God of peace. Why not get this? Why get this? When I met her, what was this in the church? So it was the cause of everything.
If anybody is in Christ, it's a new creation. All things
are fine.
All covenants, every manipulation and hold of the devil, all things become.
What was that thing? What makes our redemption glorious and powerful?
That is
Satan to deliberate it. Gospel without the cross is not possible. It is a danger. But it can do no harm. It cannot threaten Satan. It cannot deliver. It cannot separate from the world. It can do no good. May God deliver you from the gospel of doubt.
Now, do you know that the crown of victory is for you to recognize this? We should be talking about mission. But the Lord just stay upon my mind. Let us lay foundation. of the honest Christian. The Christianity that is not correct cannot be changed. Even if you give money for mission, it is not helpful to you. Even if you want to be involved in mission, spend time with embarrassment. And you know why also I get emphasis on this thing? Some people involved. That for the church in Nigeria to be mission, the church needs to be delivered for the gospel without cross. So if you want to do it, like Francisco, this is what we are talking about. The people fundamental. Because the church that is not salt, that is not light, because they have a gospel that has no cross, that church cannot reach. Talking about mission, we are just talking theology. Then theology is not useful. This afternoon, I want to talk to you. And I want us to pray. The kind of prayer I want to pray is so much of what I've done. Only the purpose of God. Yes. And the let us know what is wrong and our current treatment. What is wrong? Just one thing is missing. You know what is missing? You know what is missing? The cross is not a theoretical issue. It is a very simple, basic issue. And as you are this fast, the deepest thing, brought yourself with the Lord who is in you. You see, you will be very eager to suffer. There will be consequences. Some of you will change the program. All of you will change attitude. Mindset will change. Perspective to life will change. Some of you, how it is will change. Some questions will change. All together. We need to cut the right hand. We are going very, very far. We are getting married. But Jesus is Lord, though. Jesus is Lord. You have the right to come to any book at any time. We have gone very, very far. But if I stop you, I will break it. Amen. I will disappoint my parents. They need to disappoint me so that they can shoot you. It's embarrassing. Yes, it is by embarrassing that your head is defeated. Really complicated. It's a very, very easy matter. Just obey. You should. Let us begin to pray. Don't pray yet. When man has stopped preaching, God begins to preach.
Redeem my righteous worship. Be your deliverer at the cross. At the cross, be my glory. But be my rapture, so shall I. Be your deliverer, Jesus, is in here. That of me, the fountain, free for all to come and drink. The Calvary fountain, at the cross, be my glory ever. Till my rapture so shall find. Be your
Father, we just worship you for our redemption. We celebrate you for our redemption. You redeem us from the most powerful curse, the curse that you yourself pronounced, the curse from which nobody could have delivered us. But by the work of redemption that Jesus did for us on the cross, you redeem us even from that curse. We celebrate you. We magnify you. Lord, we are redeemed. We are the redeemed of the Lord.
Therefore, the redeemed of the Lord shall return.
And come with singing unto Zion,
an everlasting joy shall be upon their head. Therefore, the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion, an everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall not take
gladness and joy, both sorrow and mourning shall flee away. Therefore, the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing, all to Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon them.
Father, we worship you for our redemption. We rejoice in our redemption. We magnify you for our redemption. We thank you because you have taught us today about this redemption. We receive your teachings in the name of Jesus. We receive all you have said to us by faith in the name of Jesus. Father, because we have understood that Christ died for us, we have died. And because we died, we can no more live unto ourselves, but we live unto him, Jesus, who died for us and rose again from the dead. And Father, because of that, because now we are in Christ, we are a new creation. Father, we are a new creation. Each person here is a new creation. All things are passed away. For each person here present, Father, whether my brother or my sister, young and old, students and workers, all things are passed away. Father, I speak by faith. I speak by the authority of the Son of God. All things are passed away. All things have become new. All things have become new. And all these things are of God. All these things are of God. It is not by what I've said, but it is by the finished work of Christ. It is not by the eloquence of my speech, but it is by the truth that we establish. Father, therefore, for everyone that is here today, he shall walk over serpents and scorpions, and over every power of the devil. Nothing shall by any means hurt him. Nothing shall by any means hurt him. The word says that he that is dead is free from sin. Father, we are free from sin. We are free from sin. Father, we are free, we are set free from every manipulation of Satan. Father, we are set free from every manipulation of Satan. Our feet are set upon the ground of victory. Our feet are set upon the ground of victory. Every hold of Satan is broken. Every hold of Satan is broken. Every lie of the devil is destroyed. Father, because of what Jesus did upon the cross, we are redeemed. We are saved. And we shall serve you in righteousness and holiness all the days of our lives. Thank you, Father. Lord, help us to help other people. People that are going about with the gospel without the cross. Father, help us. The way you have helped us, send us out. Father, send us out. Father, send us out. Let men perceive that things are different in our lives. Let men see that things are different. In Jesus' name, praise the Lord.